Hello, good morning. This is Giuliano speaking, and I'm bringing to you Aging Well by Coazit Community Services. This is our second episode, and today I have here with me Cynthia Paulino. Cynthia is the Community Services Officer at Coazit, and she runs lots of special programs at Amici House, one of our community hub centers. So for you who don't know, who doesn't know Coazit, it's a service provider within the aged care community and also specializes in programs for people whose English isn't the first language. So, Cynthia, thanks for coming and talking to me today.
Hi.
Yeah, Cynthia is a little bit shy, but no worries. We have plenty of good questions and useful information for our listeners. So, Cynthia, what exactly Amici House is?
So Amici House is a community hub. It's located in Breckenridge Road. We've been running there for more than a year. And pretty much it's a hub and a coffee, a community coffee.
I've had the opportunity before to go to Amici House, and you guys offer lots of possibilities. So basically, as you said, it's a community hub, it's a community center, and if I'm not wrong, I think it was the first one in that area in Breckenridge.
Yeah, in fact, yes, we are very lucky because it's in that area. They didn't have anything like that. So with these hub, we have the opportunity to bring some new activities and a space for the people of the rich area to have somewhere to connect and to create new bonds. And we have people that even connect with old friends in that hub, so we have lots of nice stories, and yeah.
So is it correct to say that Amici House runs activities and services for seniors and members of the local community? And among all the services and activities that you guys offer, there's yoga classes, art classes, women's group, technology classes, Latin dancing, NDIS art classes, and health services such as podiatry and physiotherapy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Do you know more or less how many visitors Amici House receives every week?
Well, around 200 visitors. Yeah, so it's incredible how much it's been growing through all this time, from 0 to 300, and I think that we are increasing every month.
And talking about the classes, Cynthia, so for example, you guys offer Latin dance classes. How exactly, if I want to be part of these classes, the Latin dance classes, for example, what exactly do I need to do, and would you be able to describe how a Latin dance class is?
So basically, to be part of any of the classes that we have, you just need to book your spot. And once you do that, we give you the time, and depending of the availability, if we have a spot for someone to attend, for you to attend, you can come immediately the following class. You will need to fill it up a form. Since we are a funded program, we need information about you. Then after that, you just need to pay the fee depending on the activity. We have different costs, very accessible costs, obviously for the community to help everyone to be part of this. And in the case of the Latin dance class, for 1 hour, it's a block of four classes, you pay around $20.
It's only a symbolic fee.
A very symbolic fee. And then that's it. It's open for everyone. And yeah, we have, for example, in the Latin dance class, we have two classes two classes every Wednesday. The teacher is a professional Brazilian dance teacher. He's been doing classes with us for the last 2 years. You don't need to be a professional, you just need to be willing to learn and to have a lot of fun, meet new people. What I love about those classes is that you see people that arrive very shy and then they just start dancing and it's like they change and it's all happy. And you know, you see the smiles and how people literally change during the activity. That is something very special.
And I mean, apart from dancing, I mean, learning how to dance, of course, you ended up making new friends also meeting, again, people that it's been like ages, because there's lots of cases, you were telling me before the interview, that there's lots of cases of people who spend decades without seeing each other and they ended up meeting again at Amici House.
Yeah, so it's... What is beautiful about the activities is you see that people, again, they start the class, they don't know anyone, and then at the end of the class, they all meet up in the coffee shop, and they have a coffee, and then little by little, they start creating new bonds, new friendships, and that is amazing. And we have, as you mentioned it, we have a few stories of ladies that they work many years ago together and then they bump into each other in a Amici House. And now, for example, they are going to have this morning tea next week to celebrate all these years of friendship that, you know, life and all the things that happen around separate them. And now they are back. And like that, we have many stories. So it's very, very nice. Yeah.
And I mean, we've been to Latin dance classes, tech classes, actually. I had the opportunity as well to attend one of the tech classes and was incredibly amazing. I mean, all the work that you guys are doing and all the information that you guys have been providing the students with, it's remarkable. So basically the tech classes, so are they directed to seniors?
Yeah, of course. So these tech classes, I run this class. It's the only class that I teach. So I run this class with a volunteer. This class, again, is just have a symbolic cost of $20 for four classes. Is 2 hours class, and in this class, we help seniors to navigate through the technology and to feel more confident using their equipment, basically their smartphones. Why is that? Because we find the necessity to empower them to feel that they can still be part of this new technology and is nothing to be scared. They always can learn new things and they have an amazing tool in their hands. And they can still feel free to do things, buy things online. We have people that, I love this story because one of the clients, he came and he was asking me that he wanted to send, that he always see her granddaughter sending photos. And he was like, I want to send a photo to my granddaughter. So he learned how to do it. And now he not just send photos to his granddaughter, now he used WhatsApp to send photos and video calls to his granddaughter. So that is like very nice when you see them how little things during the class make them feel empowered again and in control, basically.
And I mean, the classes involve everything that you could possibly imagine. One of the classes that I was attending, I remember you were teaching the students on how to block undesirable messages.
Yeah, that's a very important thing. Like now with all the scams happening and this, all what is happening with the scams and the online things, we thought that was very important to teach seniors how to be protect and not to feel scared. So if anything happened, what they needed to do and how they needed to react. and all the little and simple steps to follow to protect themselves and protect, you know, their money, basically. So basically, the class runs to these 2 hours. We provide one-on-one with the volunteer for the people that is a little bit behind or the people that have a specific needs. In the meantime, I teach the class with a topic that is running around, like in that case was the how to prevent scams online. And yeah, so every class we talk about one topic that is important for the students. And in the meantime, the volunteer helps specific needs of each client, of each participant to, you know, to solve any specific situations.
Yeah, this is really interesting. It's an overarching class where students will be able to learn how to use the basic items on their mobile. And to finalize, Cynthia, so we also have stay active classes, which is really good, and art classes. So can you tell us a little bit more about the art classes? The art classes involve the local community and also NDIS, is that correct?
Yeah, so the art classes, we have this amazing class which runs every Monday. We have the community class that runs for 2 hours on Mondays. Here the fee is $60 for the 2 hours class. And we have an amazing teacher that she is incredible. And people learn how to express their emotions. We have seen people literally arriving very scared to even put a dot in the easel, and then they just create magic things. You don't need to be an artist to create art. And the teacher just help you in every single process so you feel confident to do it. And with the NDIS class, we have same 2 hours class. This class is open for anyone that has an NDIS package. And yeah, basically same in this class is just we help them to have all that freedom to express themselves. The class includes an amazing meal in the middle of the class and a drink. So it's a very, very nice experience for everyone that is attending the class. And we have other two very nice activities. The yoga class, that is with a very nice teacher. The teacher, she's a qualified yoga instructor, and we have 3 different levels. We have yoga in the chair, so that helps people that have no much mobility, very gentle mat yoga, and then the multi-level yoga. And to finalize, we have our women's group, Nourishing the Soul, that is an activity just for women.
To bring them together to
talk about. It's to empower women. Mm-hmm. Basically, we realize that it's very important to teach women how to, you know, get back to within themselves and remember how powerful we are as a woman and how much love we receive, a little bit of the love that we give to others. So yeah, basically that is all about this women's group. It's one of the most beautiful activities that we have in the center.
Which is amazing. So in case one of the listeners decides to get in contact with Coazit to start attending a Mitch House, what exactly this person needs to do?
So they just need to call to our main office on 3624-6100 and ask for any of the activities that they would like to attend, and the reception will channelize you with me, and I will be more than happy to provide you with more information and to book you in for the activity that you would like to participate.
That's great. So today I spoke to Cynthia Paulino. Cynthia is the Community Services Officer at Coazit. Cynthia, thank you very much for talking to me. And yeah, this was Aging Well, the second episode. brought to you by Cohesed. Hope you like it and see you on next week. Thank you.